To Justin and Bob.
Oh, Rose City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for downloading Pogo City Radio. Andrew Bedlam here. I got Sean Bedlam with me and that crusty fuck Josh. We're getting you ready for an hour of some Pogo madness. Let's get the show started off the right way with the Partisans. Partisans with I Never Needed You. Andrew Bedlam on the mic, Pogo City Radio. As I said in the intro, we got Sean Bedlam and that crusty fuck Josh. How you guys doing?
Yo, Pogo City.
I just washed my socks. They're not that crusty.
Uh-oh. Yo, my car is pretty fucking crusty. Me and that crusty fuck Josh been cleaning my new-to-me Honda CR-V I've only had for like 3 months. So, yeah, definitely left the sunroof open during a thunderstorm before we had to go to Connecticut and walked into my car with 2 inches of water in my cup holder.
I've had that happen to me before.
I'm glad to know it's happened to someone else because I felt like a complete douche. And so that happens. Me and Josh, before we drive out to Connecticut, we're out there with blow dryers and extension cords, on extension cords, blow drying and trying to shop vac the inside of my car. Now, it seemed good enough. But it's been about 2 weeks, and that water got deep into them seat cushions, and my whole car smells like mildew ridiculously, like horribly. Like, I have multiple air fresheners, brand new, fully open, and, like, you still get a whiff of that nastiness. So, yeah, me and Josh have been scrubbing out my car with some scrub brushes.
I tell you what, I sell propane and also...
propane accessories?
And propane accessories, but also...
God damn it, Bobby.
Is my mic on?
Yeah, it is.
All right. That Febreze shit works really good on stuff like that. I mean, when I used to hot
box... Febreze, our new sponsor.
Yeah, when I used to hot box my car all the time, I mean, that shit works real good.
Yeah, yeah. What I'm doing, we sprayed this like seat cleaner and scrubbed it real good, so I'm going to see how it smells tomorrow. Then I'm going to hit it with a rug shampooer if it still smells. And then if that don't work, I got to take that thing to get detailed. Because, I mean, I've paid like $3,000 on that car and I got like another 15 to go and that shit can't be smelling like that. All right. Well, let's get back to the tracks. Started off the show with the Partisans.
Good shit.
Let's start out in the... let's keep going as we did in the beginning of the show with some UK bands. Peter and the Test Tube Babies. Up next, band from the Pubs. Yo, Blanks covers both these songs. Blanks covers
I
Never
Needed
You and Band from the Pubs.
I was going to say something about the Blanks covering that song. And then, yeah, I can't see what the hell the title. I can see it now that you read it. I can make it out. But, yeah, nice. Two covers. But
the
covered,
originals.
But not covers.
And didn't Gabe play for sub in for Peter and the Test Tube Babies?
As did Mike.
Yeah.
When they wouldn't let Peter in the country because of his Trump impression, because America is now like that. So there you go. But yeah, they wouldn't let Peter through customs because he does this. So he dresses up like Donald Trump and like makes him look like an asshole, basically. So they wouldn't let him in the country at... what was that? The L.A. Punk Invasion. So they kind of did some karaoke shit where Mike and Gabe and... I guess some other people sang a couple songs. So let's get to the original Peter and the Test Tube Babies band from the Pubs. And if you want to hear that show, the live show, you guys can find all those videos on YouTube. Amazing show. Go check it out. Here's the original with Peter and the Test Tube Babies.
Josh, grab me a beer.
Why is this fucking thing not playing? I may have f***ed up here.
That was Peter and the Test Tube Babies right there with Band from the Pubs. So we got some shows coming to the valley. First up, we got Marley and Gavin's wedding party, even though they're already married. Marley and Gavin's wedding party going down June 22nd, $15 at the door.
Yeah,
open
that's gonna
to
be a
everyone
good one.
21 and older at the Nazareth Jacksonian, blank 77, the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band, the Parasitics, Anti-Citizen, and Despised New Jersey. Now, we got two more dates that we are booking as well. They're not filled up yet. July 20th, the Executors and one of Brock from the Stabs, the rhythm guitar player, one of Brock's new bands. We also got a super secret, almost confirmed headliner for that one that you guys will love. Can't say it yet, though. Move over to August 17th. Got some of our boys in the South Class Veteran making their Nazareth debut, as well as Sewage NYC and Spike Polite. So all this going down on the Pogo stage at the Jacksonian. And then on yours truly's birthday, September 4th, the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band opening up for the Vibrators. So try and come out to that. If you miss it, you can catch the Vibrators with blank 77 that weekend at QXT's in Newark. So
that's a lot of knowledge and
things.
Dropping a lot of knowledge and a lot of knowledge about future shows.
Absolutely. And that's why you come to Pogo City Radio, to hear about those future shows and to find out some.
And you heard about
bands.
It first on Pogo City Radio.
Goddamn motherfucking right. Okay, let's get back to that music. Heading out to NYC with the Press. And is it any wonder?
Is it any wonder? Wonder? Is it any wonder?
All right, all right, all right. That was The Press on Pogo City Radio. Let's keep these tunes moving right along. Get to a classic coming off Rocket to Russia, my favorite Ramones album. Here's Cretin Hop.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was the Ramones coming off their third album, Rocket to Russia, one of my all-time favorites. Now, actually, I bought everybody. We had a Pogo City Radio gift exchange over a year ago, and the we all gave each other gifts and shit. The gifts I gave everybody was the Archie Meets Ramones comic book, and I didn't get the normal cover because I wanted something more rare. My favorite album is Rocket,
the
to Russia,
the Russia,
so I got
cover.
Us all the Rocket to Russia cover.
I got that shit, like my copy is still like in the plastic. I mean, I read it. I pulled it out. I read it. Then I put it back in the plastic case. Now it's like I got one of those little like wire metal like stand things for it, and it's just propped up
display,
there.
Display, yeah.
And then I bought, I like 2 weeks ago, I finally bought my own copy of Rocket to Russia because I didn't have it, and I was like, holy shit, it's like spot fucking on too. Like it is the exact, they're in the
cartoon
on the exact
version,
same
yeah.
poses and everything.
It's a caricature, it's really, basically.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I've
yeah.
been insanely tempted to open mine, but I haven't opened it yet.
I have it in a very safe place.
I have one open that got stolen and sold at the pawn shop, but we don't need to go there. And then I have one closed that I still have. But yeah. All right. So we're going to get good.
And you, Andrew, you and I are the two who have the ones that are not opened.
Correct.
Nice.
All right.
I'm the loser that opened mine.
I opened mine too. I just had two copies. So, all right. We're going to get to one of Punkcore Records' final releases. It's not the last. Can I talk?
English, motherfucker.
Can you speak it?
It is not the very last release by Punkcore, but I'm pretty sure it was like the second last release. Coming off the No Solution album, here's The Scarred with Drone. Jesus Christ.
English, motherfucker! motherfucker, do you speak
I don't think
it?
Andrew speaks English.
We're gonna keep these tracks coming at you. Coming off Social Distortion's first album, here's Mommy's Little Monster. All right, that was Mike Ness and Social Distortion right there. Now, I've never actually seen Social D, but I did have the opportunity to catch Walter Lohr, Clem Burke from Blondie, and Glenn Matlock from the Sex Pistols, joined by Mike Ness of Social Distortion, and do the entire Johnny Thunders Like a Motherfucker album in Brooklyn on the 40-year anniversary. That was a pretty good fucking nice time. I did get into a wee bit of an argument with Mike Blanks from the stage. We're gonna forget about that part.
But you just brought it up.
I was definitely sitting there, and there was a little bit of me and a person standing next to me got into a little bit of an altercation. Now, Mike Ness was standing, we're gonna say, 15 yards away on the stage, and didn't really know what was going on, and kind of took this other person's side. And it kind of fucking pissed me off. And I yelled one thing back, and then I shut up because I was like, Andrew, don't have Mike Ness's bouncers throw you out of this fucking show, man.
Like, you don't want to do that right now.
We are going to get to another classic, another Jersey band. Here are the Misfits, Danzig on vocals with Last Caress.
I'm
That was the Misfits right there on Pogo City Radio. Gonna take a quick second here to remind you, if you guys are really enjoying the show, please give us a 5-star rating on whatever platform you're listening to us on. Hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Pogo City Radio, facebook.com/the SDABS. Check out the Instagram at Pogo City Radio.
P-O-G-O City Radio.
Give us 6 stars if you can.
Give us 6, bitch. 6 stars. But yeah, legit, this is what we're going to start doing. So hold me to it. If you guys leave us a rating or a comment on any platform whatsoever, if you leave that rating or that comment, I want you to take a screenshot of it. Take your cell phone. After you post the comment, take a screenshot, send it to me or Pogo or whatever, and we'll send you some free Stabs and Pogo gear in the mail. Some pins, some stickers.
That's a good
so
one.
Give us a 5-star rating and a good comment. Screenshot it, send it, and we'll hook you up with some Pogo and Stabs gear. Damn right. Tell your motherfucking friends how screwed up the Pogo crew is. Defiance covering Menace. Give me a beer. All right, coming out of Portland right there. Defiance covering Menace with Screwed Up. All right, we are going to get to some Screeching Weasel. Now, I'm not the hugest Screeching Weasel fan, but I have always loved this song.
There's probably Screeching Weasel fans out there that listen to it.
Oh, yeah, I've talked shit on Screeching Weasel on here before and gotten shit back for it.
Where are they from?
To be honest, I always said they were from California because they sound like it. Turns out they're not from California at all. They're from, like, Minnesota or... That's probably not it either, but not California, I'll tell you that. More from the Midwest. I always thought they were California because they kind of sound like NoFX, who I hate.
Do you guys know that band Teenage Bottle Rocket? You ever hear of them?
I feel like I've heard of it, I think that it's just because it sounds like a common combination of words.
I'm on the same page as Josh. What about
I've heard one song by them, and just
what are they, like a pop punk band?
Kinda. I've only heard one song by them, and the song I heard was not really that poppy, but I think I have heard they are more of a popish band. But they're from Laramie, Wyoming, which is like the most random fucking place for a punk band to be from.
They're the
ever
only
heard.
Punks in the area.
Nobody lives in Wyoming, but Teenage Bottle Rocket is from there.
I'm just curious, what brought up Teenage Bottle Rocket though?
Because we were talking about bands that are from like,
oh, like
nowhere.
Okay, I gotcha. Let's get to the band we were originally talking about. We'll see. Should we play the Bottle Rocket people or should we not?
If you want to. The only song I know by them is a song called I Wanna Die. And
that's
it.
Up after the Cool Kids by Screeching Weasel.
There's a real cool club on the other side of town where the real cool kids go to sit around and talk bad about the other kids. Yeah, it's a real cool club and you're not part of it. There's barely pickles and patty cakes too, and cubbies making mean jokes about you. Ha ha.
Screeching Weasel right there, Pogo City Radio. What's up, Josh?
I'm just thinking about songs to play. I'm thinking about another wild card for the next episode, honestly.
We didn't play one in this episode.
Are we going to play the other song?
Oh, Teenage Bottle Rocket.
Yeah.
So what song was it called, Sean?
It's called I Wanna Die.
I Wanna Die. Somebody talk, I'm typing.
I don't know I don't know much about this band. I have heard the song like twice.
Oh, I've seen that album cover. The green skull and crossbones type thing.
Did you find it? I think it's that second one down there. The black and white one. Yeah, that one.
That album.
I want to say it's on that album.
Do do do. What song are we looking for again? I wanna die.
I wanna die. Yep.
Here's coming off Tales from Wyoming, by the way. Here is Teenage Bottle Rocket, I Wanna Die. Play, goddammit.
r/suicidewalk. We'll be right back.
Ridge Bottle Rocket.
Laramie, Wyoming's favorite Forgotten Sons.
So how did you come across that band, Sean?
I don't remember. I have Spotify. Sometimes I go
down.
It
just comes on random.
Yeah, I go down rabbit holes on YouTube and shit like that. Yeah, yeah.
My, how times have changed.
Yeah, and that was the only song I've ever heard by them.
Now, I've heard this in common with plenty of people. One of the main ways I found out about other punk bands, once I first found like a handful of like, you know, real punk bands, was A, reading the thank you list. To, you know, like how they'd have the
right,
thank yous.
Yeah.
And it's just all shout outs to bands I'd never heard. So right. I'd start looking for those bands. And then also when I'd see the album artwork and they'd have pictures of like Jake wearing a fucking Blitz shirt, and then I'd go look up Blitz and be like, oh, okay. So I was just looking at people's T-shirts from record covers and right. the thank you lists. And
right.
like, that's really how I expand it.
Yeah, I mean, you said times have changed, and now we can just play music from little things in our pockets and shit like that. So, and that's how you find bands like Teenage Bottle Rocket from Wyoming.
All right, well, let's get to a band from Denver. This is like my new favorite album. Here's The Wheels with Haze.
Getting older, I'm getting fatter. I'm still broke at the bottom of the ladder. I still drink more than I should. And I far less than I thought I would. My friends are dying on the turning into tweakers. We're still doing the best we can, but this ain't your father's promise land. Keep watching that clock just tick, tick, tucking away.
The Wheels.
I am rock and roll.
All right, yeah, Denver, right there, Denver, Denver, Denver.
They just did you guys see that Denver just decriminalized mushrooms?
Yes, I did see that.
That's like the big story of the week.
I heard that it was coming on. I listened to the Joe Rogan podcast, and he's been talking about how that's been like in legislation for a while. Yeah, I saw on Facebook that it passed, though.
Denver might be
the most liberal state in America.
Well,
it's passing California
now. I was
going to
say progressive, like, but
liberal,
actually,
progressive, whatever.
I want to take that back, actually, because they have breed restrictions in Denver. It's still, yeah, so like you can't own a pit bull in Denver. So as a pit bull owner,
I went in a different direction. I thought you were telling me that they were telling people that they can't have children. Like
no. They're one of the cities that have breed restriction laws. So
I think
fuck
that's
that, but I mean,
besides they, that, they're cool. Marijuana
they
and
did,
mushrooms.
Yeah,
and the
they
wheels.
Did. Well, I think the whole state of Colorado, recreational
yeah, it's not
weed
like it would be
is,
a town. I don't think. Yeah.
What's that?
Well, I would say if mushrooms are legal, it's probably not Denver.
Well, not
Colorado.
Not legal. It's not legal. It's decriminalized. Yeah. So, like, if you get caught with them, you're gonna get
a
ticket, but
yeah.
you're not gonna get arrested.
But I'm saying it's probably the whole state.
But let me give.
With the mushrooms, it's just in Denver.
Oh, really?
It's just Denver. Yeah. Like
that's what they did with Philly with the weed. It was just
like,
Philly.
Another example of the same thing would be like in Boston, weed is decriminalized in Boston. Like,
and Philly.
I actually didn't know that, but like we were in Boston like 10 years ago smoking a blunt in the park, and like it was fine. It's, unless a cop comes up and like cites you for it, you're not going to get in trouble for it.
I don't understand how you didn't know marijuana was decriminalized in Philly, because the reason
I didn't know that.
But listen to why I know. The reason why I know is because your brother has been fined for it twice. He was the one who
Wait,
told
really?
Me. Yeah.
He didn't tell,
so when it first
he didn't
happened,
tell me that.
Say maybe 2 years ago when it first happened, he got fined one time and it was only like $25. But they've upped the price since then. The second time he got fined, he said it was like $100.
Okay.
But still,
yeah,
small price to pay.
Yeah, so it's decriminalized, but they really don't want you to just do it wherever the hell you want, I guess.
All right, so we're going to get to the Pogo City.
Wild card, bitches! Yeah!
Now, in the last episode, we did some Biz Marquee. We're going to go back a little bit further in our time machine now to the early 60s, a song where I can't understand how this song was allowed back then, because they wouldn't let Elvis show his hips on TV. You know what I mean? It was all like, ew, sex is evil, sex is evil.
It was the 50s.
And this song is just like, it's got to be like one of the sluttiest songs I've ever heard. He just doesn't say fuck in it. So it's one of my favorites. Talking about Dion and the Belmonts. Oh, so back-to-back wild cards from Newark. Biz Marquee from Newark. Dion and the Belmonts. Pretty sure they're from Newark also. Go ahead. We're going to say it. Pretty sure they're from Newark. Here's Dion with The Wanderer.
And our time machine is the one. Yeah!
Of course.
Oh, and I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. Where pretty girls are, well, you know that I'm around. I kiss them and I love them, cause to me they're all the same. And I squeeze them, they don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer, yeah, the Wanderer. I roam around, 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 around. Oh, well, there's Flo on my left arm, and there's Mary on my right, and Janie is the girl, well, that I'll be with tonight. And when she asks me which one I love the best, I tear open my shirt and I show a rosy on my chest, cause I'm a wanderer.
Dion and the Belmonts right there, The Wanderer. Now, that song prompted some conversation about the Dooley Cox movie, which if...
Dooley Cox.
Walk Hard. If you're not familiar with it, it's a parody of Johnny Cash's Walk the Line. What's the actor's name?
John C. Reilly.
Yeah, fucking great, man.
I love that movie. It's so fucking funny.
This is cocaine. You shouldn't do this, Dooley. It'll take all your bad problems.
What does it do? It takes all your bad feelings, or makes all your bad feelings and makes them to good feelings. I think I want some of that cocaine. You don't want none of this shit, do we?
And it's great, too, because then he ends up doing the coke, and like their little Johnny Cash band turns into like a punk band.
Yeah,
and
one of the guys is like, you're like jumping around and yelling like some kind of punk, and Dewey's like, faster, faster and louder.
All right, speaking of faster and louder, let's head out west, catch up with Darby Crash and the Germs and their Lexicon Devil. The Germs on Pogo City Radio. We got Marley and Gavin walking in now, plugging in some microphones. Hopefully I got all them shits muted so we don't get no pops. This is the second show of the night. We will be doing three at least.
I think so.
We got new house guests. While they get set up, let's go and stick on the West Coast. Here's the Adolescents with Amoeba.
The microscope, the little glass side, they never lie. How can this fall my code? I've never seen anything like it before. This amoeba's got a mind of its own. But don't turn your back to stupid science world. This is reaching for the telephone. It's alive. You're better off dead if you only knew your growing life's taking a dive. I've never seen anything like it before. This amoeba's got a mind of its own. But don't turn away, you stupid science world. This is reaching for the telephone.
Amoeba.
All right, that was the Adolescents right there. We got Marley and Gavin on mic now, too.
What's
how you guys
up?
Doing?
Say hi, everybody.
What's up, Marles? She ain't even holding her mic. No,
hold up, I got
she's
meat
she's sitting
in
over
mouth.
Here eating a sandwich.
We played
she
caught with the
meat in
her mouth earlier.
Mouth.
She got caught.
I said it was dedicated to Josh because he was blowing me.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
All right, Josh.
Is that what happens when I go downstairs to take a piss?
Nah.
When Josh goes down this downstairs
falls
to take
down
a piss,
the stairs.
He blows
oh,
Andrew.
Man, falls down and like throws up at the bottom of the steps.
We got to pull up that picture when it, like you guys thought it was a crime scene when you
at Collins' house.
Yeah, Collins' house in
a
Philly.
Crime scene.
I'm curious
to know what had happened at this situation now.
Sean's brother, Colin, his apartment has roof access. It's like a deck. We came home after a show that Josh got thrown out of and Ubered home to. He was laying at the bottom of the steps with his neck crooked. It did not. It looked like he fell
horrible.
Down the steps
oh,
and broke
Jesus.
His neck at the landing. So I took pictures of him first, and then we were like, is he dead?
He might be dead.
Oh, then check to see if he was okay.
Now, I don't know if this is true, so don't quote me, but I've heard bathroom gossip that we should ask Dino about this. He would know. But I've heard that...
Would he know?
Right? That Merle Allen and Dino and all these other people that were there the night Gigi died,
right.
That they all got in trouble. They broke some law because they didn't know he was dead.
They were taking pictures.
And they
pictures
thought he was
right.
passed out,
yeah.
And they were writing on him. Yep. And, like,
yeah.
Just drunk
type
shit.
Yeah,
the
they
whole
were
time.
Fucking with him,
yep.
But
he was dead the whole
he
time.
He was dead the whole
so
time.
So you guys
yeah.
heard that too, right?
Oh, no,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know all about
his
that.
Dad's fucking me and Gavin were talking about a few months ago. We're like, we ordered something from Gigi, or you did that tattoo
from
on me.
From Merle,
up,
you mean?
Like,
from Merle. Gigi's in the grave.
And then I would imagine.
And I was like, he's got the craziest fucking death story. Like, there's photos that you can just fucking Google that pop up anywhere of these fucking chicks with
chicks
their tits
like
out
sitting on his lap while
yeah.
he's dead.
Yeah, there's actually, I seen a picture not too long ago of somebody blowing Gigi while he was already dead. Like, his dick was straight in this person's mouth. I'm not even
Christ.
Kidding. And, like, he's just laying in the casket, and this dude's, like, posing with, like, Gigi's cock in his
yeah,
mouth.
Yeah, but so you guys are talking about the funeral pictures. I've seen all
no,
that.
I'm not
I've seen
talking
the videos.
About the funeral
oh, okay.
Pictures.
You're talking
okay.
about when he was actually
there's
somewhere.
A picture of but him with the sunglasses, the bandana.
That's
and
the hated.
And he's, like, no, oh. but there's a picture of him. He's got the glasses on, I think, and the bandana, and it, you know, it looks like typical Gigi picture, and he's got
passed out
two
somewhere,
chicks
right?
on his lap. But in that picture, apparently, he's already dead.
Yeah,
oh,
in
shit.
That picture,
although he's wearing a jock strap, that's how you can tell the difference. But from what I picked up from the documentary, is he would pass out and people would take photos of him a lot and
like
do whatever the fuck. Yeah,
exactly.
Kind of like that, like but you know, a little grosser because people would also like do nasty shit. I don't really think people want to do much to Josh except maybe pick his nose like I do sometimes. But like,
no
you know what
Josh,
I mean? Like, how could
it.
You like think that he's dead when that was just something that Gigi would always
just
do?
Did.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If
I don't
you were
know,
at a fucking party with Gigi and he was passed out, I would go over there and fucking stick my finger up his nose and take a photo.
All right, well, we're going to be getting out of here with this next one. We're going to be doing another show up in a second. Yeah, remember to go over to facebook.com/PogoCityRadio, facebook.com/the SDBS.
D-A-B-S.
That one.
Yeah.
go to Instagram at Pogo City Radio. And yeah, leave us a 5-star rating, bitches. Here's Gigi Allen and the band with no name. You hate me and I hate you.
Rest in piss.
Hey, I got something. Are there any girls out there that like to suck cock? Raise your hand. Any girls that like to suck cock, raise your hand. Come on, Dallas. We don't care about the guys. I'd be raising my hand too. But we want to know how many girls out there in Dallas, in this room. I know everybody ran downstairs when I took a shit. Listen. No point. How many girls like to suck cock in this room? Come on! You're all fucking lying. We know you suck cock once in a while. All right. Well, the guys just ain't gonna know who to take home tonight. I mean, really. Okay, I'm just saying this now. Well, Gigi's an ignorant motherfucker. He don't know. All right, I'm ignorant, but I like to fuck. I like to drink. I like to suck cock. Who gives a fuck? Everybody always says, oh, Gigi, you know, he just ain't cool, you know. He ain't political. He doesn't have a shaved head. No, he ain't hardcore. I'll hardcore out any one of you motherfuckers. Skinhead, motherfucker, come on. I'll hardcore your ass off. I'll fucking kill your ass. You can wait up here and I'll
Party's over.